A bill in Washington state may create a conflict between state law and centuries-old religious law. Lawmakers are proposing a bill that would require members of the clergy to report child abuse or neglect. But the bill extends to information that a visitor to the church may give during confession. In recent years, states have expanded policies requiring the reporting of child abuse, with some going as far as requiring all adults who hear allegations of abuse report them to authorities. But in the Catholic Church, any priest who violates the seal of confession faces both defrocking, the loss of their priesthood, and excommunication, removal from the church. The Catholic Church has been grappling with the decades-long fallout of scandals implicating church officials in child sex abuse across the U.S. and around the world. And while the Catholic Church has been working to address the issue, clergy in Washington feel the current proposal is a bridge too far. Clergy are committed to keeping the seal of confession, even to the point of going to jail, Spokane Bishop Thomas Daly said. The sacrament of penance is sacred and will remain that way in the Diocese of Spokane. Democratic State Senator Noel Frame, a leading sponsor of the bill who has been open about surviving child sex abuse, offered an exemption for confession in the version of the bill she offered in 2023. The Senate passed that bill, but after the House passed a version without the exemption, the bill died. This version of the bill does not have the exemption, and Frame has pushed the legislature to figure out a version of the bill they can pass. I know this is a hard subject for many of my colleagues, especially those with deep religious views, Frame said in a statement. I respect that. I also know far too many children have been victims of abuse. The legislature has a duty to act. Frame's bill received a hearing last week and advanced out of the State Senate's Human Services Committee on Wednesday. The Washington State Catholic Conference opposes the bill, but has suggested focusing on a different bill, training current mandatory reporters on how to recognize patterns of abuse. That bill received its first hearing Wednesday, but has not advanced further yet.